You know the drill. On Fridays, weekly, we focus on the work of area organizations advancing inclusion and equity in our community. Welcome back to you, Alice Jasper, Associate Program Director with the Lakeshore Ethnic Diversity Alliance, here to talk about your upcoming summit on race and inclusion. And yes, thanks to you as well, WGVU's Mariano Avila. Take it away, Mariano.
Well, as we do every Friday, we're very happy to bring to you conversations with folks in our community who focus on inclusion and equity. And this is done through the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, who has been a wonderful partner over the past 2 years and is now looking at another 2 years of partnership. And we're excited about that. So this is a segment in which we get to talk to you about some of the things that are happening. And this extends beyond Grand Rapids to our entire lakeshore because, as we said, Alice is with the Lakeshore Ethnic Diversity Alliance, and they're having their big event, which I strongly encourage folks to go to. I've been going to it for a while. I don't remember the first one. It must have been in the 2000s. But so what's going on this year, Alice?
Sure. Well, thanks for having me again, Shelley. This year's summit, our keynote speaker is Dr. Joy DeGruy. We're very excited for her to come in. She's an expert in transgenerational trauma and the ways that historical traumas have impacted generations, and it sort of continues on and is passed down to manifest into maladaptive behavior, and integrating that sort of cultural competence or cultural intelligence rather into social work and treatment and psychological work as well. So we're very excited for her to be here this year.
This is May 5th. Is this May 15th, the Summit on Race and Inclusion 2018?
Yes. Yep.
And where and when? And then we'll get deep.
Sure. It's going to be at Hope College, as you said, Tuesday, May 15th. We're going to be kicking things off at 8 a.m., and you can register online. We're also still looking for volunteers at our website at ethnicdiversity.org.
And like I said, I've been going to it, and you have a host of folks that have come through West Michigan, some pretty high-profile people. And this year, with Dr. Joy DeGruy, we'll actually have her here, she will be interviewing with us for our TV programming as well. So we're really excited about being able to do this in our partnership with the Lakeshore Ethnic Diversity Alliance. Can you tell me a little bit more about this? I think it's her book is Post-Traumatic Slave Syndrome, as it's called. So can you tell us a little bit more in detail about what that means and why it's relevant today in the context that we're living in?
Sure. So kind of to unpack what I was saying a little bit earlier, basically Dr. Joy DeGruy, her book is called Post-Traumatic Slave Syndrome, and she looks at the ways that survival strategies that were used during slavery and then even carried on through Jim Crow and forward have sort of have manifested into cultural behaviors that we still see today. And being mindful about that and being intentional and understanding those complexities when approaching social work or treatment for different people, and not just specific to slavery and Black and African American people, but other cultures as well, looking at Native American, for example, and just being intentional about how historical context tend to continue to impact generations, even if they're not still experiencing the direct trauma from those times. So,
and so a good chunk of it is a conversation kind of internally for people who have that shared experience, who have that shared background. But also, there's a lot of, I guess, good for folks looking in from the outside. So it's, as I recall, it's a good source for understanding, basically not to simplify the experience of somebody. It's a very common thing to hear, unfortunately, people disregarding the African-American experience today as, oh, well, you know, slavery was 200 years ago. Or, you know, for Native Americans, you mentioned to say, well, you know, the genocide of Native Americans was 200 years ago. That carries into today. And there's very clear evidence that it carries into today, and the effects both on majority white populations and on minority populations is very much felt. So that's one of the things that I've appreciated about conversations like this one, and specifically her work, Dr. Joy DeGruy. So I'm very excited that you're bringing her. I'm very excited that we'll have the opportunity to talk to her at WGVU.
This is an all-day event, isn't it?
Yes, it is. After Dr. DeGruy speaks, we'll have a series of breakout sessions. We'll have two breakout sessions with several speakers at each one. So we will have somebody who is coming in. Her name is Enrica Ruggs. She'll be focusing on the business sector and ways to measure cultural intelligence and diversity and inclusion within the workplace. We've got Lucius Kulot. He'll be talking about community and kind of looking at prison reentry and some of the issues around that. We've got Gerald Campano in the education space, and he'll be talking around cultural intelligence and the importance of being mindful of different social experiences, different immigration experiences, linguistic experiences, and bringing that into the education space. We've also got Marcia Shoup, and she'll be talking about inclusion in the faith space. And we've got Rachel Godsell, who's returning. I think this is her third year coming back, so we're really excited and happy that she'll be returning with us. And she'll be talking about inclusion and implicit bias and how that relates to government and policy. And finally, we'll have Carmen Green, who will be coming in to talk about healthcare industry and specifically around infant mortality rates.
Who do you need in your audience?
Everybody. We are still accepting registration. We have people coming from all different sectors, private, nonprofit. This is something that I think a lot of people can take some really meaningful information about, not just learn about what the barriers are to equity and inclusion right now, but also walk away with some real strategies and things to take action with.
Yes. Action items.
Yes.
Mariano, a couple minutes left.
Well, like Alice said, I think anybody who has ever had questions around issues of inclusion and equity, who wants to learn a little bit more, or who is thinking about making some opportunities happen within our community, one of the problems that we hear a lot from big corporations is that they recruit global or national talent, and they happen to be people of color, and after a while they just don't feel welcome and they leave. And so now you've trained somebody for the competition. Why is that happening? These are the kinds of conversations that you can have at Lakeshore Ethnic Diversity Alliance's summit. And it's not just could have. These conversations happen both in the sessions and at the lunch tables when you have the break. So it's a really great event. I encourage folks to go. We're very proud to be partnering with the Lakeshore Ethnic Diversity Alliance on this one.
How to register and find out more information one more time, Alice Jasper.
Sure. We're still taking registration through May 10th. And we're also still looking for volunteers. You can go to ethnicdiversity.org, and our registration will be right there on the front page. So please come check it out. You don't have to be skilled or knowledgeable in these issues to come and appreciate it. People come who have a lot of experience in having these conversations and people who have never really engaged in these conversations before. So we encourage everyone to come check it out.
This part of our weekly segment, a grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation aimed at increasing West Michigan's capacity to influence public narrative affecting kids and families of color. Mariano, how do we find out more about this segment and you?
Well, you can go to our website. This segment will actually be posted on wgvunews.org, and you can click on programming. This is under Mutually Inclusive. So it's right there. You can just click down and you'll see Mutually Inclusive. You'll hear this or any of the programs. So if you missed any part of this and you want to find out more, you can go there. Or if you want to hear one of our other programs, we do this every Friday, which we're very grateful for. And we enjoy talking to you, Shelley.
Thanks. Vice versa. Take care to you both.
Thanks, Shelley.